Remind all participants this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thanks, Kelly, and thanks all for joining the call. Today is the Vertical Integration teleconference for October 4th, 2010. And this is Mikey O'Connor. I am covering for normally Gisela would be doing the role and keeping track of stuff like that, but she and Marika are in a conference in Marina Del Rey today. And my esteemed co-chair, Roberto, also has regrets, so I've just got a lot of things to keep track of today, so if I goof everything up really bad, just I'll scrape the pieces together and get going again. Let's see. I think the first thing we need to do is a roll call. Let me tell you who's on the call right now. Siva Muthusamy is on. I think Baudouin is not on the call. Cheryl Langdonore is on the call. Mike O'Connor, Jonathan Frakes, Mike Zupke from staff, Jeff Eckhouse, Jeff Newman, Avery Doria, Paul Diaz, Eric Bruner-Williams, John Nevitt, Volker Greiman, Barry Cobb, Christina Rosette, and Katrin Ulmer are on the call, at least right now. Did I leave anybody off? Okay. In keeping with our rules, we are going to be going through the public comments on the vertical integration interim report today, and we'll also talk a little bit about the future of the working group, and so if people have updates to their declarations of interest, this would be a good time to tell us about those. Okay, I think we're ready to go, and I guess any additions or changes to the agenda before we get started on that? Seems fair to offer that opportunity as well. Okay. What you see on your screen is the matrix that Mike put together of our public comments and a poll. I felt honor-bound after our last call and Keith's comment in the chat, I felt honor-bound to have a poll for us today. And so I thought what we would do is go through the comments, and if the comments support any given proposal, just indicate that. And we'll sort of record that as a way to categorize these. Basically, I think that many of the comments enhance the arguments that we've already made in the report, and we may want to simply put those comments in categories and indicate them that way. And then some of them will be not supportive of. Yeah, not yet. Not this fall, but soon. Anyway, and then we'll find that some of these comments aren't directly supportive of any proposal, and we'll want to spend more time on those and figure out our action. Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, Mikey, are you asking us to poll on whether a particular comment supports, in our opinion, a particular proposal? And if so, how would we go through it?
Well, I think what we'll do is we'll go
through. The question is, yes, could we just have a little drill?
Yeah, that's a good idea. But the thought I had was that we would go through the comments one at a time.
I'm not concerned with that. I'm concerned with how we indicate for each individual comment what is the purpose of the poll in the right-hand lower box.
So if the comment, in your opinion, is
okay, so let's suppose we have a comment that says CAM is wonderful. How do we go about indicating that we think that's supportive of CAM?
If you tick the little tick box, so I just ticked the cam thing and it's got one vote.
But I wanted to change it.
And you can tick as many as you want, so I'm ticking a bunch of them now. And then at the end, when we get done, I'll clear it and we'll start over again.
Yeah, Avery, we covered that. None of the above.
Just don't tick anything. And
Mike,
so if yeah.
Sorry, it's Christina. I apologize for interrupting, but I'm in Adobe Connect limbo, and I didn't know if it was my system or whether there might be a problem.
I was too, and it just let me in. It's taken me that long since the call, before the call started recording, to come in, and it's now opening. I haven't got the top screen open, but it's up to 70% of the content loading.
All right. I'll just keep waiting. Thanks.
So are there other folks who are having trouble? Okay. Let me add one. I get Eric's question finally. Thanks, Avery, for that note. None of the above. Let's try this. Did that take care of it for you, Eric? Is that what you were getting at?
Actually, I just wanted a demo. I assumed that none of the above would be covered when we return to those which don't appear to support anything.
Yeah. Well, I think Avery's got a good point.
I agree.
So we'll stick on one for that, too. Okay, so let's see. How do I clear the poll? I think if I clear it like that. Okay, so we're all set to go. Christina, you might try to come in again.
All right.
Just to see whether it works the second time. Part of it may be that I'm the only one that's letting folks in, and I may have missed it and may have gotten covered up. So if anybody is sitting in Adobe limbo and can't get in, just try again, and I'll try to keep up on it. Okay. So number one is a comment from Demand Media submitted by Jeff saying, policies to prevent registries and registrars from owning each other limit competition and thus negatively affect consumers by denying them better prices and services. What say you, people, in terms of which one that supports? Give it a few minutes. We're polling on number one, Kathy. And what we're polling is whether that comment supports a given proposal. And you can vote for more than one, and you can also say it doesn't support any proposal. But what we're really trying to do is quickly get a sense of the group as to which proposal the given comment is in support of. And what I'll do is sort of wait for things to stabilize a little bit in the poll and then read off the results for the record, and then later I'll listen to the MP3 and try and write them down. Jeff, go ahead.
Actually, I'll wait till you read them off, because I just had a question on, and I'm just looking at, some of the, I just can't help, because somebody wrote, like, there's votes for DAG4 and for RAC, and I try and figure out, I'm like, how does, because this is my comment, and I'm like wondering, how does that, what I'm saying, support those other ones? So are we going to go into that? I'm just trying to figure out what, you know, how this is going to play out, or is it just people are just going to vote and we're going to move on, or maybe I'm lost on the process.
My process thought here is that we've got a boatload of comments that we need to get through in a reasonably short period of time. And so if we can sort of quickly dispense with many of the comments that are essentially supporting a given position, then we can zero in on the ones that are either new information or something else. And So this is really just a mechanism to sort of winnow a very large pile of comments into a manageable thing.
Okay.
Jeff Newman?
Yeah, but I guess if someone here is the one that submitted the comment, can't we just let them classify it and then move on?
Yes.
We could do that.
Because I do think it's kind of ludicrous if someone put Rack Plus for Akaus's comment. I mean, we could just ask him, you know, which proposals do you support?
Oh,
or did your comment support? And then move on. Okay. I don't.
All right, that's fine with me. I mean, I think we've got some folks, some comments from folks who aren't on the working group. We may have to, maybe what we do is we let the submitter of the comment categorize it, and then if the thing is from outside of the working group, do our voting. How about that?
Do you know, did I tell you about the song list I got?
Somebody just mentioned a song list. You may want to go on mute.
Right. I am going to send you up. Are you ready?
Kelly, can you tell who that is?
Yes, that is Ken Stubbs' line.
Ah, Ken. Ken's got a song list. This is excellent. So what songs are on Ken's song list? Anyway, Kelly, why don't you mute Ken?
Oh, Christ.
God, he's got a new phone and song list. This guy is getting really on top of the tech here. Okay, Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, because there's a possibility that people may be having difficulty with the interface, I think it's worthwhile, for the first one, checking to see who has picked DAG before, who has picked Rack Plus, and who has picked IPC, because these appear to be errors.
That's possible.
To make sure that everyone is voting the way they think they're voting.
That's a possibility. Oh, voting is getting better, or at least Rack Plus disappeared.
Yeah, somebody figured out how to untick.
Yeah. And then it's back.
Well, they just
not errors, but outliers. Good point, Aubrey. Yeah. I don't know what to do. I mean,
well, if someone says it's an error, then it's not an error. Someone actually believes it's a DAG-V4 proposal. Or Rack Plus or an IPC.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
They've got good direction today. I don't know.
I don't know.
Mikey, Jeff here.
Go ahead, Jeff.
The person who made the comment, so what I'm saying, what I say is, you know, just to just follow up, because I want to just agree with what Eric was just saying, that I know people are saying it's an outlier, but if I'm saying... Hey, it's these policies that prevent them from owning each other, limit competition, and then what I'm then saying, hey, you know what? That's a vote for a DAG-V4 because we think that agrees with it. That, you know, it doesn't make any sense. So, I mean, I think, you know, if you want to say, I think this is from what Jeff Newman said, if you want to say what my thought is, since I was the one who initially put it down, and which proposals that would be for either free trade, JN2, or it could be... with some, maybe with CAM as well. So if you want the person who put the comment in to sort of say that, that would be my answer to that, if that helps. So it would be free trade, JN2, and possibly CAM as well.
Cheryl here.
Okay. Go ahead, Cheryl.
I should have put my hand up. It's interesting that comment came straight in just before I was about to put my hand up, because that's exactly how I voted on this particular general comment. So I'm not sure that we need to have that. If the person's here, why don't we do exactly what's happened as we've shaken this system out now? Put a vote in and then ask who is here if they can make an intervention. And as it turns out, my guess on what they would, which ones of those to some lesser or greater extent would fit into that, happen to match the person who wrote it. So, the you know, how it works into Rack Plus is a bit beyond me, but I just, that person's choice.
That works for me. It seems to me kind of the best of both worlds. We get the view of the person who wrote it plus the views of people in the the working group who might even surprise the people who wrote it. Aubrey, go ahead.
Yeah. The one thing I want to mention that makes it very difficult and makes the exercise extremely ambiguous is that when you look even at something like a simple sentence, like number one, let alone, you know, the more complex sentences we get in two, you've got several different things that you can agree or disagree with. You're disagreeing with the antecedent that these policies actually cause that, and thus, you know, so you've got a cause and effect, so you can disagree with the antecedent. The consequence is also multi-part. In other words, does it negatively affect consumers? Well, I might think that this is a good thing for consumers, even if I've agreed with the antecedent. And then finally, you've got the complex sentence there, and it affects them by denying them better prices and services. Well, it might negatively affect them for some other reason in someone's opinion. So even with a simple one-sentence question, you've got a complex consequent and an antecedent. And so, therefore, you're matching and mixing those against all the proposals with all their views. When we get to some of the other ones, it gets even more complicated. That was just why I think you're going to get outliers. Even
though
somebody say, oh, God.
But I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I think that the thing that tells us is that, just like everything else we've discovered, this is complicated. And at the same time, that's why I focus people on putting these into categories of an argument for a given proposal rather than agreeing or disagreeing. I think agreeing and disagreeing does get really complicated. But if we can essentially assign these to proposals, my thought is that at least ducks the agree-disagree problem that you're describing. But, you know, it's true. None of these are perfect. But I do like sort of Cheryl's hybrid, where we take our best shot at it, and then the drafter of the comment puts the final finishing touch on. It seems like a reasonable way to go. And if we were to do that, then it looks like the voting on this one is stabilized, with five people thinking it's CAM, one person DAG4, 10 people free trade, and 6 people JN2. And Jeff Eckhouse saying that he agrees that, you know, since he wrote it was primarily with the intent of free trade, but that he could understand the support for JN2 and CAM as well. Is that a good summary of what you said, Jeff? I was busy juggling.
That's correct. That's perfect, Mikey. Thanks.
Okay. Well, let's try it again on the next one. If we can do it on the next one, where we're going to be doing pretty well, because that one's a bit more complex. So let me clear out the poll and let people do, I'm not sure that I want to read through all these. I think it's better if folks just read them themselves and arrive at their own conclusions. And then when the poll sort of stabilizes, we can ask Eric to sort of tell us what he thinks.
Mikey, I think this actually should be read into the record, not because I want to hear my voice or yours, but because
it's pretty complicated.
Very.
Oh, yeah, okay. You want me to read it? All right, here we go. This is from .nai, submitted by Eric. Bruner Williams, and the comment is, the exploit of the present is the masquerade by existing contracted parties that they are, quote, applicants, unquote, and their interests substitute for the interests of applicants who seek to enter into a registry operations contract and begin service to registrants through registrars. The allocation of benefits to existing beneficiaries of past economically, geographically, culturally, and linguistically limited grants of contract is not a substitute for expanding service beyond the legacy monopoly and the beneficiaries of the 2001-2004 new GTLD rounds. I'm not sure that my reading it clarified it.
No, but at least to put it on the record for anybody listening.
Oh, okay. Oh, Christ.
We need to find out who
that
is.
That was the oh, Christ, oh, my God person.
Yeah,
that
oh, Christ person may want to go
me.
On mute. Yeah, let's see. No, I'm not going to ask Kelly who that was. That wouldn't be fair.
Mikey, it's Christine again. I'm gonna, I think, drop off because I'm still in Adobe limbo, and I've restarted my system twice. But I guess if it's possible for me to participate afterwards, I will. I have to tell you all that I just think this is the most bizarre thing I think I've ever done in ICANN land. I mean, who cares what anyone other than the commenter thinks the comment is intended to support? I mean, seriously. It just doesn't seem to be a very efficient use of anyone's time.
Well,
I mean,
I'm
if
Eric
says it supports
use of time,
X, then it supports
know.
X. And who cares what I think or what anyone else thinks? If that's what it's intended to support, that's what it supports.
Well, so one way we could do this is we could ask the commenters to go through and for all of their comments indicate which proposal they support with this comment offline. Submit it to the list.
That would be fine. And then what's left, you divide up among the group. You put, you assign teams to go through and review them. You make sure that you have different viewpoints on each team. They come back and say, we've read X, Y, Z, and we think it supports ABC. Boom, you're done.
Well, that's fine with me. What do other people think? Jeff, go ahead.
I have to agree with that, and also to say my comments that I put down were my thoughts and my comments, and as I think John Nevitt said that in the chat I'm reading, that I think my comments speak for themselves. And while it would be, I think for myself, it's been pretty obvious, and at least I think so, which proposals I support. But I don't know how saying this comment fits into this proposal moves us forward, and especially since a lot of the commenters won't even be on this call. So I'm just trying to figure out to what end, this is. And I put in my comments, and I don't think in ICANN world I need to, say, justify them, or just because I'm in this working group to justify the comments. So I'm not sure, if I think this is the best way to proceed on figuring out, what the comments mean or how they fit into a certain proposal.
Yeah, I guess, my thought here was, we in this matrix, we basically have to come up with a response and a recommended action for each comment. And my thought was that if the comments, and I don't really care how we decide which comment supports which proposal, but if the comments are in support of a proposal, then the action would be to note that comment supporting that proposal and put it in the report in such a way that people could see those comments supporting those proposals. This is just the way I came up with, but there's no editorial pride here. The process of what to do with public comments is not one I'm terribly familiar with because I've not really seen it work yet in any of the working groups that I've been on. And so I'm all ears in terms of what we do with these things.
Mikey, Cheryl here?
Yeah, go ahead, Cheryl.
Thanks, Mikey. Yeah, the perfect segue to what I wanted to say, just to try and put a context of what the purpose of the exercise is, not from the work group's point of view, but from the slightly bigger picture point of view, what the requirement, desire, strong recommendation that certainly the Accountability and Transparency Review team has heard chapter and verse every time we've interacted with all parts of the community, is that when people take the time, the energy and the effort to put in public comments to any public comment process, there has been in the historical world of ICANN a great feeling that it goes into some black hole, nobody ever reads it, or what gets read is some particularly constructed bias of someone else's view where your particular contribution may or may not have been considered. And the matrix that is being used in GNSO work group world at the moment, which I believe has relatively successfully been used in a couple of work groups, Mikey, so take heart, it has happened, and it's not necessarily gone via a polling system, but it has given very, very valuable input back into a final report, where the feedback we've had from contributors to date certainly says, thank you, at least we understand why on the consensus building process that the work group undertook, our opinion was looked at, listened to, but did not fit in because of the following reasons or whatever. So, I mean, just remember what the purpose of the exercise is. And there's nothing wrong with finding a mechanism. This is now stopping from the ATRT macro point of view and back to a work group member point of view. There's nothing wrong with finding or trying to find a mechanism which allows you to put an overriding statement in that says it is understood that a number of the comments, and you can link to those in the report, neither support or do not endorse any particular one of the choices. In fact, several of the aspects of, you know, this one and this one were, you know, indicative of, you know, support or lack of 3, 4, or 5 of the options. I mean, that's a possibility. How you get there, that's up for debate. Thank you.
Yeah. That's really all I'm trying to get to is a way to fairly quickly get that done, and I'm all ears. Avery, go ahead.
Yes, hi. While I'm pretty much against polls in general because of their ambiguity and the fact that we always spend more time arguing over what they mean than actually doing anything with them or doing them, in this case, I think the basic thing that you're looking for in the poll is actually an interesting idea to include in the comment, and that's for each of the comments, for there to be a statement of, in some particular way, this proposal answers your comment this way, or in this proposal, we don't think this is a problem because. And I'm wondering, not that I want to give the proposal writers more work, but I'm wondering whether that particular bit of answer might not be better actually coming from the proposal people who can look at each of these questions and say, yep, I think we offered a solution to that, or say, you know, I don't really think that was a problem because, and therefore. And then there's going to be some of the none of the above, where it's the group as a whole basically generates a question and saying, yes, we came up with a list of harms, or no, we never thought that was a big issue. So I think the general idea you're going for is probably useful in terms of a way to phrase responses. I'm not sure that a poll is what should get you there, but I confess that this group has taught me to be very, very wary of polls.
Well, you know, I think that your summary of where we're trying to get is very good. I think it fits right in with what Cheryl was saying. So I think we're on the right track here. Alan, go ahead.
Well, every group needs a naysayer, so I'll be that today. I support what Cheryl was saying in terms of the intent of why we want to answer comments, and I'm being one of the ones who have been most vocal on complaining that work groups don't. However, we have a bit of a curiosity here. This work group has apparently already decided that we are not going forward. We're not going to change our results.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the reason your work groups are supposed to review comments and address them is to, if there's a general move from the commenters that they chose the wrong way in their recommendations, they may want to adjust them. We've already decided we can't make a recommendation. We don't know how to go forward. We're probably the worst people in the world to try to understand what the commenters are saying and say how it should influence those who will make a decision sometime in the future, but it's not us. So as much as I understand why we generally are advocating that work groups address comments, I'm not sure it makes any sense in this case.
Well, I think that I'm gonna line up behind Cheryl and Avery on this and say that to not take a look at the comments and at least try to incorporate a response does leave the community sort of out in the cold on this. I mean, it's true that we have no recommendation, and so as a result, after the initial report with no recommendation, there's no recommendation to modify. But I think that that's a very narrow and technical view. And I think the broader view is the dialogue between a working group, especially one like ours, which is working pretty hard on a really complicated problem, and the community. And we need to figure out ways to effectively kind of close that loop so that we don't perpetuate that problem of working groups not reacting or responding to comments which people took a lot of time and energy to write. So I like Avery's approach. I especially like the approach of handing all that work back to the proposers. Anything to avoid work, that's my motto. What do people think of that as an idea as to how to proceed? Would that be something that proposal advocates would be willing to do? Eric, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I'm speaking not to your current question, but to the previous comment by Alan. This is the public comment to the interim report. We have a longer or a larger problem than merely making a recommendation to the board in time to affect whatever they're going to do for the first round. This is a general policy, not a round-specific policy development process. So I don't think that the comments are irrelevant, although I don't think that anyone has actually said that they are. But I do think we should review them. I think that we actually have to, in the possibility that they contain something we haven't thought of, or that they point out a flaw in what we have thought of. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric. Back to you, proposal advocates. Anybody vehemently opposed to the idea of spending a week? I would like to get through this fairly quickly, so I wouldn't want to spend months on this. But if we could have proposal advocates spin through this list of comments and comment the way that Avery was describing, where we're saying, you know, our proposal, we feel that our proposal addresses this particular one in this particular way, does seem like a very fruitful, you know, certainly learn a lot kind of activity. John, go ahead.
Thanks, Mikey. I guess I don't think that kind of exercise would be fruitful, and as a proposal advocate, I don't think I I'm interested in spending the time on that. I mean, to Alan's point, after however many months and however many emails, however many calls, you know, we kind of raised the white flag and said, you know, we can't reach consensus on this issue at this point. You know, after reading the summary of the comments and many of the comments, they're coming from all different parts of the community and from all different perspectives, and essentially share the same view that, you know, there's no consensus in the comments either. So I'm not sure what the point of the exercise would be if you look at the big picture and saying, is it going to change, any of these comments going to change anyone's mind such that we're more likely to reach consensus at the comments? And having read the comments myself, I think the answer is no. So I guess spending a lot of time tallying the comments or categorizing them or doing anything else other than saying the comments were split, as were, you know, the members of the working group, and that's it, and then we're done. So as a proposal advocate, I don't see much value in reviewing the comments and responding to each one individually.
Thanks, John. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, just to be clear, I'm going to read into the record what I said in the chat. If our intention had been to go ahead and try to do something on the longer term and fulfill our mandate of making a recommendation, even if it's not for the first round, I would strongly recommend and support going through the comments in detail and trying to understand what we can learn from them. If the sole purpose is to address these comments and then produce the final report, as I gather we've said we're going to do and council seems to be acting on, then I think there's better uses of our time.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure what to do, to tell you the truth.
Mikey, it's Christina. I'm sorry. I'm handless. Electronically.
Handless, Christina.
Handless, I know. I do think that there's value in doing this, and maybe we're making this more complicated than it has to be. I mean, numerically, quantitatively, there's, 22 comments? There's easily 10 or 15 people still active in the working group. We could just divide them up amongst ourselves, get one or two people, you know, just put together some teams of three people each, whatever, divide the comments among them. They come back and say, here are the main points in each of these comments. The second step would be, did the working group discuss them? In other words, is the comment raising an issue that was discussed in the context of the working group? The answer to that is either going to be yes or it's going to be no. And if the answer is yes, then the only thing we would need to do at that point is to the extent that we're, you know, there was no consensus or there was no particular action taken consistent with what the commenter is suggesting. You know, is there any reason to revisit that rationale? And if there is, let's do it. And if there isn't, then we're done. But I do think that we need to read them. I do think we need to make sure that someone somewhere isn't raising something that perhaps we didn't focus on or that it didn't get the attention or the level of discussion that it may have otherwise warranted. I don't think we need to be generating a huge, gigantic document. It's probably something that we could just drop into footnotes in the text of the report. You know, that's what we did. You know, for all the criticism the IRT took, I can tell you that we read every single public comment we got, and we spent hours talking about what changes we needed to make, if any, and, in fact, we made some. So I do think it's a valuable exercise, and you know, I just think that we're making this more complicated than it has to be.
So maybe the thing to zero in on is the comments that raise issues that we haven't talked about. And I think that the goal of that is to document that for posterity. Alan, to your point, I think that we can leave as many tracks in the sand as we want, but that at the end of our final report, we're, you know, onto another thing. So there's sort of two issues, and I kind of like the notion of not belaboring the comments that make points that we've already made and considered. The reason I was doing the polling was just to find those really quickly so that then we could zero in on the ones that raise new issues so that we could highlight those. But the means to get to that end, I'm fine with. I think the really, this is heaven forbid that I actually do have a personal opinion, but I have an opinion on this, that the ones that we're really interested in are the new ones, not the ones that we've already covered. And so I really like your idea of trying to find those. So, John, back to you, back to the queue.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm fine with Christina's idea as well, and that addresses my concern. If we're looking for a comment, is new issues that might change someone's mind, sure, let's highlight them and consider them and look at them. What I was concerned about was having, maybe it was, based on a perspective of my own time, but responding to the 22 messages in a perspective of a proposal advocate for each one and having to write something, I didn't think was fruitful.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a change from that approach, that's for sure.
Mikey?
Yeah, go ahead, JC.
It's here, I'm almost checking in the queue. I don't know if that's what.
Yeah, you are not only in the queue, but you are at the top of the queue. Go ahead.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I just wanted to support what Christina said for two reasons. First of all, as John said, we might have raised the white flag, but the public perception right now is the final result of this WG is no consensus. And I think we all can agree there's more to it than that. So addressing a few comments not only is necessary, I think it validates the months of effort we've put in. And the second point is that obviously I have Volker, Michele, Stefan, and myself as a vested interest in, not ignoring the comments, because as you know, we've put a proposal forward that was not included in the report, and we were told repeatedly not to worry, put it in the comments and it will be seen and used there. So, but that's why I'd like the comments to be analyzed, if only for that.
Yeah, okay, let me parse that apart. So there's, what I'm hearing is no disagreement with the new ideas notion. And it would seem to me that new proposals would fit in the new ideas category. So it seems like that approach would work for both of those.
Probably.
Points. In terms of the no consensus outcome, I think that's going to stand. We were basically provided 3 days to try and come to consensus and agreed on our last call that was not feasible. And so, at the end of that 3-day window, the decision moved out of our hands on that one. And so we really are in the final stages of documenting the work that we did in a way that future decision makers can use the best possible way. And so I think that what we want to do is bring forward the new ideas that aren't already reflected in our report that came in the comments. So are we pretty much in agreement on that approach to the point where we could divvy up the work and form a couple of groups, a couple, 3-4 groups to go off and go through these? I'm really keen on it.
Cheryl here, if I can just speak to that.
Sure, go ahead. Sure.
I'm sure we can divvy it all up. I'm sure those groups can, in fact, come back to a future meeting with some reviews and recommendations. And then I'm equally confident we'll be having discussions from the top of the list, like we have on everything else, doing a compare, contrast, and probably spending more time debating on how we should and if we should than actually doing it, just like we do with other things. That's okay. It's just the dynamic of this particular work group. So there's something to be suggested. You've got, what, 116, 100 and something or other comments? Let's start at the top of the list and work our way through them. With or without polls, don't care. Just let's look through them. But doing it jointly or severally, you're going to end up bringing it back to the committee as a whole anyway.
Oh, yeah, I think that's right. I guess I'm just following the instinct of, you know, writing documents by committee being very difficult as opposed to editing drafts by committee being a little bit easier. Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, Mike. I'm somewhat confused on this concept because it would seem to me that what you're talking about is taking, if we start going through the comments and pull out potential new proposals, is that what you're saying? And how do we give these proposals the same weight that the stuff that we've been talking about and machinating over for weeks and weeks and weeks? And even though we haven't necessarily agreed on specific proposals or on a universal solution to these issues, we've identified certain commonalities that appear in the proposals on one side or the other. It's very difficult for me to give the same weight to something that is included in a public comment on a report at this point in time. It's not what I call a very deliberative process, and maybe I'm missing something. So please, straighten me out, Mike. Thanks.
Well, I guess I wasn't thinking necessarily of highlighting it on the same level as the proposals that we've beaten up so much, but more along the lines of identifying things that we hadn't thought of and giving them due acknowledgement somewhere in the report, saying, you know, we wrote this report, we came up with all these proposals, we debated the dickens out of it, and many of the comments came back either directly supportive of the proposals because they were written by members of the proposing team or by others who supported the proposals, and this handful of comments or ideas came forward that we hadn't thought about, and not necessarily putting it in any sort of prominent kind of position, but just acknowledging the work and acknowledging the new ideas.
Yeah, my only response to that comment, Mike, is it sure would have been nice if we had gotten more comments back from the board after reviewing this report, because it's damn difficult to tell from the comments that the board gave us whether they got beyond the first two pages, you know, and that's somewhat frustrating. You know, they may have gotten to the point where there was no consensus identified and decided to kick it back because they didn't want to accept it on that kind of basis. If so, then they should have probably given more clarity there. And by throwing out a three-day time period, the only thing they've done, in effect, is lock in, you know, it just made very little sense. So I'm having trouble moving forward even with the comments because I think that the comments pretty well stand on their own. The only thing I think we need to do is to possibly identify which comments were written by supporters or what comments support specific proposals that are already out there so that somebody, in effect, does not necessarily attach some unique variable to these comments that we haven't already talked about.
I don't think we're that far apart, actually. I think the part where you say, look, let's figure out which comments go with which proposals, primarily because they were written by members of proposal teams, is pretty straightforward. That's the sort of thing that Jeff Eckhouse was describing right at the top of the call. And then that's gonna leave us a fairly short list of comments that didn't come from within the working group. Some of those comments support proposals, and it seems to me fairly easy to get those in piles as well. That leaves us an even shorter list of comments that are genuinely new ideas, which I think are worthy of noting and highlighting as such, and then it's done. I mean, you know, I'm not proposing that we re-debate everything based on those comments, but pulling them out and acknowledging them seems like a good idea to me. Let's see. I got
to
catch
up. I just think we have to be careful how we do that, Mike, because if not, what we could have would be 5 or 6 variations on a concept that's already been, let's say, is on the list on the lower right-hand corner. Each one of them has a slightly different, well, I won't even call it an innovation, but a different twist. Because as I look through here, I see at least 5 to 7 different twists on the single registrant, single user type thing.
Yeah.
And I think we have to be careful that we don't attribute in one way or another a certain amount of weight to a specific part of these proposals that suddenly can be twisted around statistically so that somebody says, well, you know, I mean, if you look at all these different proposals here, 40% of them are this or that. And yet what it really boils down to is that of that 40%, they all represent very subtle variables on a specific approach to dealing with this issue.
Yeah, to a certain extent, I think we have to dive in and find out what we find and maybe cross that bridge if and when we come to it. I'm not sure that I've got a real good answer on that. I don't know where to go from here again. What do people think? Shall we kind of form a few teams to go through these and do that sorting exercise, or do you want to just take them from the top as a group, like Cheryl suggested? Any sense of the group on that? Jonathan wants us to look at 47 to 55. 47 to 55. No team, says Aubrey. Jonathan, I think you got to jump into the call here and tell us what you're driving at there.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly.
Are you muted, Jonathan? Oh, you're muted. At least MeetingView thinks you're muted.
Should be unmuted. Can you hear me?
There you go. Now you're unmuted.
Okay. Yeah, I had muted myself about 8 different ways. What I'm saying here is, you know, I jokingly said this to somebody, that we're talking about what people talked about what we're talking about, right? which is confusing. Because we haven't had any areas of consensus within this group. But there were some areas that we had some slight consensus, and those surrounded compliance, for example.
Yep.
And so my suggestion was, let's maybe just take, if we could, in this call, discuss one place that we had some slight area of overlap with everyone, which was in and around the area of compliance. And as I read through this very well-summaried document, I noticed that 47 through 55 did cover compliance areas. And perhaps that's something that might be productive to do. That was the context of my comment.
Frakes on a plane. All right. sorry for those of you listening to the MP3, but the chat is truly excellent today. Let's take this as an example of where we want to go. If we went through these, and column headings are, I'm going to roll up just a little bit, our response to these and our recommended action, what are some examples of what that would look like? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not paying attention to the queue. Jeff, go ahead.
All right, thanks. Yeah, I think by saying, hey, we all agree that compliance is an issue, is like saying, hey, we all agree there should be a cure for AIDS. You know, it doesn't really help us with making a decision on vertical integration, what the issues are, what this report is doing. By just finding a common thing, you know, saying, hey, whatever it is, and we all agree to that, that's fine and dandy, but it doesn't really do much. And also, and just on a side note, I think until we know what the rules are, by saying and what's going to happen, you're saying, hey, we need more compliance. We need, people are saying we agree to it, but do we want to say, hey, we're going to dump a whole bunch of money, or we're asking ICANN, let's dump a whole bunch of money into the compliance where maybe it's not needed? You know, it's sort of putting the cart before the horse. And yeah, it's great. We all agree to it that we need, you know, more compliance and people need to comply, but I don't know what that really gets us. Sorry if I'm just, it's not like I don't want to find one thing in common, but, you know, I don't know how finding that one thing in common and talking about it really helps us.
Well, Jeff, Eric, I see you're in the queue, but may I respond to that?
Sure, go ahead.
I wasn't suggesting that we all agreed about that. I'm just saying that that was one thing that we seemed to disagree the least about.
Oh, that's fine, but I don't know what that does for us. It's just what I'm saying.
So, you know, I was saying if we're going to spend some time in this call talking about any particular area, why not at least, you know, take and wrap some context into some areas where we had the least absence of consensus?
Okay. I have some thoughts about that, but let me go to Eric first.
Thank you, Mikey.
Eric?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm sorry to rain on the parade, but actually I don't support the compliance as a task. As I've pointed out several times, the structural separation doesn't require compliance. It's just protection is in the separation. So it's not the case that we really have consensus there. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric. I guess my concern in if we dive into the compliance thing, Jonathan, with the hopes that you've expressed, the least absence of consensus. The most absence. I don't know. Get in there. I was trying to make a triple negative out of it. Anyway, I think the difficulty we're going to get is that we're pretty quickly get right back to the same logjam that we've been in on most of the other topics. And I think it will take a lot of time, and I don't think that we'll necessarily move the ball forward that much.
I'm fine with ditching that, Mikey. I was just looking for something productive to come out of our use of time today. I mean, I thought it was good that we're going through and doing these comments, but
yeah,
I think we're talking about breaking off and doing that in groups potentially as an outcome. I just like many others here who make their living outside of this group.
Does anybody make their living in this group?
since being involved in ICANN, I don't make a living anymore. I work free for ICANN.
What a terrible prospect. My job is to work in the VI group and make money. Yikes. Anyway, sorry. Sorry, Josh.
That joke makes its own gravy. I like
yeah,
that.
It does.
The point being, if we can't find something productive to do out of this exercise, then maybe we just go to the groups and, you know, break off and do it. I'm getting a lot of indications from people in back channel that this is I'm getting sent pictures of people with a baseball bat hitting a cartoon horse that's dead.
No, it's too bad we can't post graphics to the chat. But, you know, I think that's right. I mean, in a way, the instant that 3-day deadline passed, our job ended. And I think it's fair to the community to acknowledge the work that they did, but we're done. And it's absolutely true that from this point on, all we're doing is documenting. We're not
tidying up.
Yeah, we're tidying up. And so, you know, here's a thought. Why don't I take a pass through this list this week? Just Mikey, just the chair, co-chair, and I'll circulate a draft to the list. And I'll take my best shot at trying to figure out which comments go in which pile and find the ones that I think are genuinely new, and that will at least narrow down the conversation a bit and give us something to edit, maybe a bit on the list, maybe a bit on the call next time, to get things kicked off and use that as a way to kind of move the ball forward. What does that show people? Jeff, Eric, I can't tell if your hands are new or old. Either of you are new.
Mine's new, but I don't know if Eric's ahead of me on the list, so.
Eric, are you new, or is that left over from your last comment?
That's old.
That's old. Go ahead, Jeffrey.
Okay, yeah, thanks. And I think I was, I won't say that was my suggestion, but that's my idea, is just to make sure we do everything that's in line with what a working group should do, and that we're all that we are accountable for the actions, and that we can show that we did everything and sort of document that. I agree, and then let's just move on, because, you know, finding little nuggets of mini consensus, I don't know how that would help. Let's just sort of wrap it up, or at least get as close as we can, and just show that we dotted the I's, crossed the T's, and move on.
Yeah, I think that's where we're at.
I'm in violent agreement with Jeff on that.
I'm getting a lot of check marks on the Adobe room. Okay, so I'll do that, because I don't actually think it'll take a real long time, and it's probably a lot less painful than running you all through it together. And then we can edit it, you know, beat it up on the list a bit. We certainly know how to do that, and we'll pick it up again next week and see what's happened. Barry, go ahead.
Thanks, Mikey. This is Barry Cobb. I guess I'm just like to throw a couple of points out to the group about saying that we're done, which I think is a very unfortunate thing. And hopefully I can get several of these comments in. But the reason why the board didn't come back to us is because they wanted this working group to make a decision about VI. And at this point, we have failed to do that. Now the board is forced to make a decision. And based on comments that I've heard from Brussels and everywhere else, it sounds as though for the board to properly make that decision, independent of any PDP outcome, would require them to do further due diligence into the problem or the issue, unless they chose to just go ahead and move forward with what we have today. But any change different from that should require them, and probably be proper responsibility for them, to engage quote-unquote experts and other things. And if this PDP were shut down, we may lose the opportunity for the community with a properly chartered PDP to work hand-in-hand with the board in continuing to make that decision. I know, you know, when this PDP got started, I was really under the impression that we were independent of any outcome, or our outcome of anything from this PDP was independent of the new GTLD rollout. We had the objective six of trying not to delay the GTLD rollout, but nonetheless, we haven't got to where we're making any progress. But anyway, this is an independent PDP that operates, that's chartered from the GNSO, and we own the community some sort of outcome down the road. Now, whether we get to influence the first round or not, again, that's unfortunate, but we have to continue marching down the road of trying to figure out how this issue is going to affect the future. Even by shutting down this PDP, as others have noted, it would probably be very hard to get one started back up again. So, again, I just want to caution everybody that we should really think twice about us wanting to shut this down. And secondarily, I think our road for next steps is to go back to the 90,000-foot level and look at this being the right kind of PDP as it should be, and almost hitting the reset button. You know, I think we've done great work with our proposals and putting our matrix together to kind of analyze them. We spun with the harms, but we really need to reset in a way that we go through and say, all right, well, we got these proposals here. We need to remove the personalization from them. Basically, we need to start documenting these in a way that they're standardized, that they don't show that they don't have names that include certain stakeholders, where they need to be model-based. There needs to be we need to summarize and document this entire issue in a way, and we owe it to the community to do such in a way that whatever work or policies that get developed down the future, the second rounds and that kind of stuff, they can really take the ball and going. And even if we don't reach some sort of consensus out of this. But this is a real PDP, and I'll stop there. Thank you.
Thanks, Barry. Jeff Eckhouse, go ahead.
Thanks. Sorry if I just – I think I want to echo one thing I think Barry just said, and I think that it's important for the group to understand that if the board makes – you know, if they make this decision, I know – I think it was Opry or other people who said, hey, it was arbitrary in the past, but I think with their – with the idea of now the accountability and transparency, the review team, I think they are going to have to be accountable for the decision and the process of how they made it. And I know that people think that, hey, they'll make the decision and we'll move forward. But, I mean, my concern is that we might have a further delay because they're going to have to go through, make their decisions, show how they supported it, possibly ask for more economic impact, economic analysis, since this is going to be their final decision, just for us to be cautious of that could be the sense, because they are going to have to be accountable and show the process of how they came to their decision. I think they could be arbitrary in the past because it was a draft and they stated, hey, we're going to leave this up to the working group, you know, to make a final decision, so they could sort of be off the cuff about it. But I think going forward, they are going to have to show more of the process, and it could lead to further reports, further analysis that they ask for, and possibly further delays.
Thanks, Jeff. Cheryl, go ahead.
Thank you. I was going to start off by saying I'm going to just say echo to several things Barry said, and then in the chat he started using words I was about to. He hated to say the term an overarching issue. But what I was going to refer to is the benefit of this work group, not only hitting a restart button because the sheer bizarreness of a freshly convened group ever having to get to the foundational points in exercise without having, you know, wrought it through the fires of the current VI group, I think just would be not only bizarre but incredibly cruel and probably doomed to failure. But the other thing is, you know, we do need to bring a closed communication loop on the report, so move interim to final for this activity. And part of a recommendation would be the need to continue an analysis and exploration of overarching issues affecting vertical integration in future rounds, pending on, you know, fill in the dotted lines. That type of language, I think, could be well worthwhile us trying to get to between now and Cartagena. The only other thing I think is probably worthwhile putting into this work group's deliberations, for those of you who have been watching the ATRT and its report generation, deliberations and generation at the stage it is at now. We have, of course, at our last meeting got the advice from legal advice on California law that, of course, ICANN board doesn't have to even take any notice of anything the ATRT says at all. So whilst ATRT at its level is seeking individual and independent legal advice on that and asking what the other co-signatories to the AOC think about that piece of legal advice, just be very cautious about how much faith you put into how the board is getting its, or what the board is being advised in terms of what it's able to do, needs to do and must do. It has to take responsibility for its decisions, absolutely, but it also is I think showing that it does want to move on the rounds and it does want to move forward, and I don't think it's trying to delay by, you know, doing endless other studies. I think it probably will make a decision, and it has good legal grounds to do so. How that reflects the community view is an entirely different question, or a PDP process.
Thanks, Cheryl. Brian, go ahead.
Shit. Oh, yeah, and I'm sorry, I did miss the first half of the call, so if I'm asking a question that's been answered, I apologize in advance. But just in terms of the summarizing of the public comment, I did hear you toward the end of the discussion, Mikey, suggest, you know, identifying the comments that were submitted by participants in the group or proponents of proposals. That's obviously fine. And then identifying new comments, which is, I think, the moniker you put on it. I just want to make sure that in terms of summarizing comments, we're not doing more than summarizing comments. Are we suggesting that we're going to put some sort of emphasis or highlight or implicit weighting on given comments? Because I don't think that's the purpose of summarizing public comments. It is something that we have spent some time on in the review team as well. And one of the complaints from community members has been over time that the summaries of public comments don't always accurately reflect what was put forward by the commenter. So I'm asking broadly, what is our intent here? Is it something other than making a simple summary of comments cataloged and put into the final report?
My thought was, and I'm not sure. Well, let me just say it again. My thought was that some of these comments are basically supportive of existing proposals or concepts that we've already discussed, and some represent new ideas, and that all we're doing is identifying the piles, basically, and saying, you know, thanks for your comments. You know, this seems to be aligned with the point of view expressed in blah proposal. This is something new. End of discussion. I don't think that we're going to change the report in any substantive way except document the comments and the acknowledgement of them. Because, you know, there's no point in changing the report at this point. Let's see. Cheryl and Brian, I take it, are old folks in the queue. So I guess, Alan, I
oh,
guess
yeah,
you're
sorry,
next.
I was busy responding to what is a very busy back channel world today.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Okay, yeah, and I'll take that down too. But Mike, before that, I just also want to comment. This is a bit of a tangent, but I do want to comment on Cheryl's reference to the California law opinion, and you know, back to Jeff Eckhouse's point about the board establishing a basis for its decision here. I do not view that legal memo as saying that the board can completely ignore what the review team ultimately puts forward to it. It has to do with ultimate decision-making resting with the board and not being able to delegate that out to third parties. So I don't want folks on this call to become unduly concerned that the board wouldn't either put forward a basis for the decision on this question or can completely ignore what the review team is going to put forward to it when we ultimately do. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. Alan, go ahead.
Yes, a couple of things. With respect to Brian's comment, these public comments have already been summarized. Staff provided a summary and posted and presumably can be included in the report as appropriate. Our job is not to summarize the comments, but to analyze them and react to them.
Correct.
So that's quite different than just summarizing. If all we're going to do is summarize, we can just pull out Margie's document and use it. So I think we need to keep that straight. Barry's comment and a number of ones that followed, at least on the chat and maybe here, you know, we're talking about should we be continuing with this and looking at a longer-term solution, and there was some support for that. And I just want to point out, I may be the only counselor the person on council that's on the call right now, I'm not sure, but council is looking, at least some people on council are viewing the concept of us submitting a final report as meaning that is our last action, and it is GNSO's prerogative at that point to say, fine, thank you very much for all your service. And so I just would caution us, if that is not our intent, one should be very careful about calling something a final report.
Phil Buckingham, I think you're the one that's getting the comments that Aubrey's mentioning on the chat. You may want to mute. Let me comment on the final report thing. We talked a bit on the call, I think it was last week. They do tend to blur together. About what would be implied if we, you know, we were talking about our 3-day deadline, and we were talking about whether we could crash to some sort of consensus position in that period of time. And several people, other counselors on the call, by the way, just looking quickly at the list, include Newman and Christina.
Christina, yes. Jeff Newman's not on council.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Well,
I mean, the list is public if anyone wants to go look at the messages. It's not a secret, but other people may not have been watching that traffic, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have an interim report, and if we decided to do a final report that departed dramatically from the conclusions in our interim report, we'd have to go back out to the public again, or at least that was the sense that I took away from the call last week. And so my reaction is that the board wants this decision back because they gave us basically such a small amount of time to make it that it was impossible. And that being the case, we should wrap up our final report and call it a day. Now, in terms of Barry's comment about the broader charter, I think that we have several ways we could go. We could call this report the end of phase one of a two-phase PDP, and we could step back and launch phase two, which is a broader, much slower, year-and-a-half typical PDP kind of time frame look, in which we did all the sort of analytical stuff that Barry sort of rattled off and more. And I think it's perfectly consistent with the way that the council is structured to be the manager of the policymaking process, to be given the opportunity to decide whether they want to do that. So I think it's probably a good idea to write something, whether it goes in the report or whether it goes in a memo to the council, sort of describing that approach and letting the council decide, you know, whether to do that. I think that it's very awkward to have a working group decide its own future. That's basically a working group writing its own charter, and that could be an infinitely repeating loop that never gets ended. So I think we have to go back to a chartering body and ask them whether this is how they want to proceed, and if they do or don't, you know, what they would prefer, you know, have a conversation back and forth. I will tell you, now I will venture into personal opinion. As a project manager, the next time I sign up to lead one of these things, I'm going to have a lot better handle on the dates and deliverables and timeline before I accept the job of chair. Because we've been jerked around pretty bad, and I don't want to go through that again. When the three-day deadline arrived, I did more than play little happy songs on my synthesizer. I just about lost my temper in public. So I think that the chartering of the next phase is crucially important. I don't have a strong opinion as to whether to proceed or not, because I think that to proceed right away is probably not a good idea, because we would be proceeding in the absence of a decision from the board as to what they're going to do in round one. And I think it's foolish to do that. I also think that in the next round, I would echo a lot of the comments that we've heard from folks like Jeff Newman, that we have a much clearer definition from the board as to what their expectations are in terms of timing, dates, and deliverables, and that that correspondence happens between the board and the council before it goes to the working group. But again, I don't think it's the job of the working group. I don't think it's appropriate for a working group to write its own charter. So it's got to go, I think, up the tree before it can. I don't think that it's appropriate for us to say we are going to continue, but that's just my view. And now I'll end my personal opinion. Alan, is your hand up from before?
That's a new one.
Okay, go ahead. Your last call. I think that's it.
Okay, just a couple of quick points. First of all, with respect to the board, they gave us a three-day deadline, but also at the same time said, but they would be receptive to a longer-term plan to be used in future things. So they were not viewing that this is as curtailing the operation. In terms of the charter and things like the three-day deadline, recognize the charter comes from the GNSO. The deadlines have come from the board. And I think, to be quite candid, the board was somewhat euphoric in their belief that if you set a deadline, the results will come. With, you know, it worked with STI, it worked with the GNSO reform, and I think they thought that it would work on this one too, just by setting the deadline. And clearly, this was a much more complex and relevant issue to many people, and it was not that easy. In terms of council, yes, council can pull the plug regardless of what we say. And the point I was making with regard to the final report in capitals is that if we call it a final report, there's a very strong likelihood that the plug will be pulled, if only because of that title. And the chances of another PDP starting in our lifetimes on vertical integration is about the same as another PDP on who is was going to be started right after the failure of the previous one. So,
yeah, but I think that's their call to make, not ours. That's all. Okay, on that cheerful note, I'm going to draw the call to a close. I'm going to read a few more names into the attendee record because some more people have joined the call. Phil Buckingham is on the call, and so is Kathy Klein, Alan Greenberg, Ken Stubbs, JC, and Brian Cute. And so Jeff wants a summary of what happened.
No, I didn't mean that as bad as it sounds. Like,
don't do that to me, Jeffrey.
Where are we as a group? Are we having a call next week?
Yeah, we'll have a call next week. We'll have a call next week. I will summarize as best. I will go through the comments and take a first stab at a draft, putting them in piles, identifying the new ones, and just get that to the list as quickly as I can. In terms of the final report, debate about the council, et cetera, I think that is pretty much on its tracks. I don't think there's much we can do to deflect that. If people want to debate that on the list, you're welcome to. But, we are doing the tidying up of a process that was basically ended last week when we were handed a 3-day deadline to come to consensus. And we can call it, if you prefer, the final report on phase one of a PDP. But it's a final report. That's kind of where it sits from my vantage point. And with that, it's 1 minute after the bottom of the hour, so we're done for today. I'll see you next week with my esteemed co-chair back on the call. Thanks, gang.
Thanks, Monkey.